semifinals. Our reach taking on Clint Beecher here. And, of course, our statistician tonight, Kylie Kamowski, joining us again. Much appreciated. She's taking care of our turnovers, assists, rebounds, and offensive boards through this half. And, actually, John, she probably has the toughest job tonight with the pace of this game.
Trying to keep turnovers is going to be absolutely impossible.
Turnovers, then all of a sudden there's a rebound going the other way, which is just unbelievable to watch.
You can't put your head down, not even once.
And so it's 32 seconds before we start the second half here. John, are we going to see Beecher still go out with that full-court press, or are they going to kind of put it back in the autopilot?
Well, that is a good question, though. What Coach Mike Williams, what's he all about? Is he going to go ahead and pull it off, or is he just going to go ahead and rub it in the face? I mean, this team could conceivably score 100 points tonight.
They're on track for 90 right now, and they have 16 more minutes to do so. We've seen one dunk from Monzie Williams tonight, and surprisingly, that's it. So Eli Kraft gets the ball to start the second half for the Pirates, now going right to left across your radio, or Andrew Seams out of the key, back up to Kraft. Down to Aaron Ginter, and the block and goes up for the shot, and it's good. Aaron Ginter starts the scoring off for the Pirates in the second quarter, now only trailing by 25 points, 45-20.
That was a beautiful pass by Eli Kraft, setting it up.
Over to the left block to number 23, Lucas spinning into the lane. He goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. Going to line for two will be Marco Lucas. He's not attempted a free throw yet tonight. Fouls against number 40, Andrew Seaman. That's his second. And Harp reaches first of the first of second half.
That was such a smooth move by Marco Lucas. Is that a nice little spin? Truth of the matter was, it was so good, he was traveling.
First free throw's up and good. 46-20, 26-point lead for the Clint Beecher Buccaneers. Of course, 22-1 on the season. Only loss comes from Detroit Pershing, the Doughboys. The same high school as Keith Appling and Derek Nix of Michigan State.
That is one of the best nicknames in the entire state, the Pershing Doughboys. Historical buff.
Second free throw good for Lucas as Jonathan Grant takes the three left wing. No good. Rebound number 23, Lucas, for Flint Beecher. Detroit Pershing, of course, 15th in the nation. In transition, the bucket four, number 10, Pfeiffer, no good. Rebound, Harbor Beach. And over to Oswald on the right wing. Goes right into the right block, goes up the shot, and this one's good. Brandon Oswald now with 4 points. It's now a 25-point game again, 47-22. It's a barn burner, folks, here in Burton Bendel.
I think Coach Ron Rubel still a little pride in him at halftime. They want to come out here firing.
Shot from the left elbow, Lucas. No good. Rebound, Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach rebounding very well in the second half. Feeds the Eli Kraft in the left block, and he misses this one. He heard footsteps, and now Pettis has it, and now we have a whistle off the ball. And it's a turnover for Flint Beecher. It appears that way.
Well, it all usually occurs on this side of the floor. So I think the Harbor Beach Pirates are going to go ahead and say, this is good. Let's keep them coming down on this side.
25-point lead for Beecher as Aaron Ginter goes to work on the right block. And he goes in for the shot, and it's good. Aaron Ginter now with 4 points in the second half, has eight on the game. 47-24, a 23-point lead for Beecher. Down to the little baseline, 4-2 is Monty Morris. He has 17. Back to 25, 49-24. Our reach is cut down already on their turnovers in this third quarter alone.
As soon as Harbor Beach made a little bit of a run, Monty Morris is over there to go ahead and stop it.
And there's the first turnover for Harbor Beach as they try to feed it down to the right block. Here's Monty Morris. Down to the key, getting to the lane, goes up for the shot, and this one's off the backcourt, rims around twice and in. Monty Morris. Smooth all night long. 19 points for him. Eli Kraft picks up his dribble. The press still coming out for Harbor Beach. Over to Oswald. Seaman over to the left wing to Jonathan Kraft for three. It's up and it's no good. Rebound Oswald. Offensive board. Eli Kraft for three this time. This one's no good. And rebound Pettis for Beecher. 51-24. Buccaneers over the Pirates as Pettis tries to pass it down to the low block to number 10. Pfeiffer, and it goes right up bound. turnovers for Harbor Beach.
That was a beautiful pass by Jalen Pettis. Problem was, Emmanuel Pfeiffer just wasn't cutting.
So Josh Shaw, he checks in for Andrew Seaman. He has two fouls on the night. Harbor Beach's only foul trouble is Aaron Ginter with three. Eli Kraft across the timeline, right to left across the radio in the home white jerseys. Josh Shelkey to Oswald, top of the key, and he passes it right to Pettis, turnover for Harbor Beach. And he traveled. He slowed things down. In fact, he forgot to dribble the ball when he was moving his feet. And that's a turnover for Clint Beecher. John, you said in the first half, they're so smooth, they're starting to get away with a few things, and they're starting to get called.
And also with a 26-point lead, sometimes you get lose a little concentration, too.
And back to the 27-point lead.
27.
Eli Kraft over to the right wing to Josh Shelkey. Harbor Beach still fighting in the second half. Oswald with the ball over to Jonathan Kraft in the left corner. Eli Kraft for three. No rebound. Still loose. And here comes Pfeiffer. Wide open. Goes up for the Tomahawk from the right side. He missed the dunk. And out of bounds. Last touch by Harbor Beach. That would have run the house down. And he made that one. Pfeiffer, a 6'3" junior, elevated from the right side of the Tomahawk, in and out, no good. And Josh Shelkey actually touched it last.
I'm looking at Coach Williams. He just shook his head.
Monty Morris's pass nearly stolen by Aaron Ginter. We have a whistle again from the Beecher, number 23, Markel Lucas, charged with his first. And Beecher's first foul in the second half gives the ball back to Harbor Beach. Aaron Ginter and Jonathan Kraft back up to Ginter. Off the timeline. Out of the key, Aaron Ginter goes right down the lane for the layup, and he missed it. And the last touch by Oswald. It was Oswald against Morris for the rebound, and Beecher gets the ball. Lucas into Morris. Across the timeline, dribbling over to the right wing to the high post. Into Lucas, goes up for the layup. This one down the runners for the good. Markel Lucas. Now with 12 points, and it's a 53-24 game. Beecher by 29. Aaron Ginter pulls up for the jump shot inside the free throw line, no good. And rebound tried to be saved by Eli Kraft, but he was out of bounds. Beecher ball 90 feet to their own hoop, left to right across the radio. We're nearly halfway through the third quarter, 4:06 left. Harbor Beach trails by 29 points, 24-53. High post to Lucas. Morris drives into the lane. He pulls up short, gets it back to Lucas, and now we have a foul called. It's an offensive against Beecher. Fouls against Lucas, his second, team second of the half. So Harbor Beach will get the ball 90 feet from their hoop on the right side of your radio. We'll have a substitution coming in here for Beecher. That would be Quay Burks. He replaces number 10, Emmanuel Pfeiffer. Everyone for Beecher, 5'11 or taller. The tallest player for Harbor Beach, 6'1". Eli Kraft into Jonathan Kraft. Also out there is Josh Shelkey, Aaron Ginter, and Brandon Oswald. Ginter drops the timeline, dribbles to the right elbow, out to Jonathan Kraft, out of the key to Eli Kraft. Being guarded by number 34, Quay Burks. In the lane, Eli Kraft goes up for the layup, but no good. Rebound by Oswald. Instead, Josh Shelkey goes up for the shot. He had some contact, but none was called. And rebound, Clint Beecher. Here's Monty Morris down to the baseline. Shoot number 12 on the give and go to Cooper, and this one's good. Cooper has 7 points. It's now a 31-point game, 55-24. Kraft into Shelkey across the timeline, and he is fouled. They reach in, called against Jalen Pettis. His second, and Beecher's third of the game, of the half, So Harbor Beach will get the ball right at midcourt, opposite side of the radio. Andrew Seaman checks back in, and he gives a breather to Brandon Oswald. 31, Franklin Green checks in for Pettis, who gets a breather after committing that foul. Eli Kraft across the timeline. Over to the left wing to Ginter. Dribbles into the lane and he loses the ball, but we have a push against the red jersey.
Take your pick.
going to be against number 34, Quay Burks. That is.